last thing that we discussed was Ula on Daf Vav Amud Beis. And Ula is talking about a city called Mechoza, and he's talking about the issue of Dalsos Ninolos Balaila. And this is very similar to what we learned earlier in the name of Rabbi Yochanan about Yerushalayim. So before we start for today, Amar Ula, which is about 8 lines down from the top on Daf Vav Amud Beis, let's just review what we know from Rabbi Yochanan. And that is that in Yerushalayim, there was a major boulevard that cut through the entire city. And in its entrance, it had a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and in its exit, it went out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And not only that, the entire boulevard was one long Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And Rabbi Yochanan stipulates that in order to allow carrying in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on this big, gigantic boulevard, this avenue within Yerushalayim, you'd have to have the following conditions. Number one, and I'm going to many Rishonim, not all Rishonim, you'd have to have delosos, you'd have to have doors at both the entrance and the exit. And not only that, but the second requirement of Rabbi Yochanan was that these doors would have to be locked at night. Only then would you be able to create a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And we spoke about Erev Chatzeros briefly yesterday. And now in Ula, we're going to see a similar concept. And then after we finish with Ula, we'll go back to ask the question about the Brice of Chananya and what it means, Ketzer Ma'ariv and Derech Rosh Hashanah. But let's leave that for one moment just to finish up with Ula. The Omar Ula, we have a similar halacha that was formulated by Ula. Hani Abule de Mechoza. Abule are the gates of the city. The gateway is the entranceway into the city called Mechoza. Il Mole Dalsoseim Nin Olos Balaila. I'm adding the word Balaila. Chayovin Oleo Mishum Rishusarabin. So Ula is telling us that if you were to carry on something for 4 amos, like in this major boulevard that cuts through the center of the city of Mechuzi, Bichayev Echiv Chatos, if not for the fact that the doors on both ends are locked at night. Again, we mentioned yesterday that there are Rishonim who would say you don't need doors locked on both ends. It would be enough if you had a door on one end, but leaving that out for the time being, let's assume you have to have doors on both ends, and they have to be locked. Okay. Now, based on both Rabbi Yochanan and this statement of Ula that we need, this is the prerequisite, Dalsos Ninolos Balaila, now we have to understand, what do we do with the Braisa? The Braisa, which we learned here, back on on the top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph, right, we're now on Vav Amud Beis, but back on Vav Amud Aleph we had a Braisa, on the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Aleph, sorry, and the Braisa says, Ketzer Ma'arvin Derech Rishus HaRabin. And with the exception of Beit Shammai, who requires a delis on this side of the corridor, and a delis at the end of the corridor, we have 2 shittos that disagree with Beit Shammai. The first shita is that of the Tanakama, and he says all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach in the entranceway into this corridor, and you need a lechi and a korah at the end of the corridor. So in other words, according to the Tanakhama of that Brice of Ketzer Ma'arav and Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we don't even need a Delos at all, neither on this side nor on that side. And then we have the Shita of Beis Hillel, as formulated by Hananya, and he requires a delis at the entranceway into this corridor, and a lechi or a kora at the end of the corridor. But nobody, leaving Beit Shammai on the side, no one, neither the Tanakhama nor Beis Hillel, require delosos on both ends. How could that be? That's the Gemara's kasha. Amar Rav Yehuda. Now we have to be a little careful here because there's a difference between Rebbe Yehuda and Rav Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda is a Tana, and Rav Yehuda is an Amora. They're not the same person. Rebbe Yehuda is Rebbe Yehuda is the one who holds, if you recall, that if you have two mechitzos, that creates a reshus hayochid, and therefore you can carry from one house to the other house through a reshus harabim, as long as you put a korah here and a korah there, or a lechi here, a lechi there, because you've already established that the reshus harabim between the two houses that face each other is no longer reshus harabim. It's really a reshus hayochid. So
forgive me, just help me understand, why did they have to be locked dafke at night? Did people never travel at night?
Well, again, you have a certain security system. If somebody came into the city at night, he would have to probably get the okay from the shomer, the guard who would stand at the dalso. So I'm not saying that somebody who had to get in at night, after curfew, would have no way of getting in, but the doors are locked. We can't expect them to be locked during the day. People are constantly going in and out of the city. There's a tremendous amount of traffic. The markets are open. Mechuza is a major city. Yerushalayim is a major city. But at night, we could lock it up. And the premise here is, both according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Ula, is that dalsos, in order to upgrade them to the status of a mechitza, need to be locked. Again, do they have to be locked 24/7? The answer is no. But they have to be locked in such a way that the area within those two doors, and basically that means the city itself, is completely sasum. Sasum means it's completely enclosed. And the chiddush here is that even though it's only enclosed 12 hours out of 24 hours, that's enough to set up the delosos as mechitzos that enclose the area. But what are we going to do with our brisa that assumes you don't need delosos? And although Beis Hillel have delosos, but that's only on one end. So now we're up to Rav Yehuda. Again, keep in mind, we're talking about an Amora.
That was very helpful. Thank you.
And now Rav Yehuda is trying to reinterpret the brisa of Ketzad Mi'arvin Derech Rishus HaRabim. This is the last thing that we learned yesterday. And Hachikomer, this is what the Bryce is talking about. Ketzad mi'arvim mivos hamefuloshim l'Rishus HaRabim. We're not talking about a Rishus HaRabim that takes you from one side of the city, one end of the city, to the other end of the city, but rather we're talking within the city itself, and you have areas which are mivos, right? So yesterday we had a diagram of this yesterday, if you recall, and what you have is, let's say you have Rishus HaRabim here, and you have Rishus HaRabim here, one going from east to west, or west to east on the northern side of the city, the other from east to west, or west to east on the southern side of the city. And you connect these two boulevards, which are wide, 16 amos wide, 600,000 people, etc. And you connect them with a mavui. This mavui is open on both sides, this alleyway, into Rishus HaRabim. So you have like two lines, one on top of the other, that are parallel to each other, and then you have like a perpendicular line. That perpendicular line represents the Mavui. The Mavui is now open on both sides, both ends, into Rishus HaRabim. And now we have the Shita, the Tanakama, Ose Tsuras HaPesach Mikan, V'lechi V'kora Mikan. So, I don't need this picture here, because this is more or less what we've been talking about over and over again, in terms of a Mavui Mefulosh, that a Mavui Mefulosh, as opposed to Eino Mefulosh, and Eino Mefulosh, you smack up at the end of the alleyway against the wall, so you have three Mechitzos, and all you need is at the entrance to a Mavui Sheino Mefulosh is just a Lechi or a Korah. But here, we're talking about a Mavui Mefulosh. And according to the first Tana in the Brice of Ketz Mi'arvin, that's called the Tana Kama, you need a Tzuras HaPesach on the entryway into this Mavui, and you need a Lechi or a Korah on the other end of this alleyway, of this Mavui. Let's mention the Shita of Chananya, who in this Brisa records Machlokes between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beit Shammai require a Delis Mikan and a Delis Mikan. So when he goes into this alleyway, he's got a Delis. When he goes out of this alleyway at the other side, he's got another Delis. Beis Hillel say no. All you need is one Delis at one end of this Mavui. And on the other end, you need a Lechi or a Korah. You don't need a second Delis. Okay, so when the Mishnah back on Daf Beis says that a Tikkun Mavui is accomplished with either a Lechi or a Korah, that's talking about a Mavui She'eno Mefulosh, which, as we said before, has three Mechitzos. It has only one entry that comes from Rishus HaRabim spilling it into the Mavui. And the other end of the Mavui is closed off with a Mechitza. And therefore, all you need is a Lechi or a Korah. Now I'm just looking for a second here to see if there's anything here. Okay, I don't know. Right now, I'm just going to go on in the Gemara. He has a note here, but I'm not sure if we have to right now focus on that note. Itmar. We learned to the base medrash. Rav Omar Hilchasa Ketanakamu Shmuel Elma Halacha Kechananya. So in this case, where you have a Mavui Mefulosh, which opens up on both ends into Rishus HaRabim, Rav Paskins like the Tanakama, you need a Tzuras HaPesach here, and a Lechi or a Korah there at the other end, and Shmuel Paskins like Chananya, according to Beis Hillel, that you need a Delis here, and a Lechi or a Korah at the other end. Iboilehu. Now we're up to Beis Hillel. The Gemara now vacillates, according to Beis Hillel. Lechananya, Aliba de Beis Hillel, Tzorach Linol, O Ein Tzorach Linol. Right, we said that if you have a Rishus HaRabim, and you want to establish, just one second, sorry. And you want to establish a Rishus HaYochid out of Rishus HaRabim. So we spoke about Yerushalayim, we spoke about Mechuza, and we came to the conclusion that you need Delosos, and not only that, but they have to be Neulos. Now we get to the case of a Mavui Mefulosh. And in the case of a Mavui Mefulosh, you now have, let's say, according to Beis Hillel, a Delis Mikan and a Lechi or a Korah Mikan. And now the question is that requirement of Delas Ne'ula applicable to Beis Hillel in the case of a Mavi Mefulash? So let's just think about this for a moment. If we assume that this Delas is serving as a Mechitza, then we need for a Mechitza a certain element of permanence. And especially if you recall what we discussed yesterday in the name of the Mirror Rosh Hashiva, the Divrei Yechezkel, that if the Delas, even when it's closed, does not enclose the entire area, because at the other end it's open. So if we take Beis Hill, for example, even after the Delas is closed, it's still open on the other end. I mean, again, he has a Lechi or a Korah at the other end, but it's not Sasum. You can't say that this Mavui is Sasum. So then it could very well be that this Delas is serving as a Mechitza, and it needs a certain element of permanence. Because if you recall, we said that there's something called a Mechitza Gemura, a total structure that is a wall, permanent wall, and then you have this kind of a quasi-Mechitza, which is not exactly a Mechitza, and that's called a Delas. And that Delas is opened and closed. It's not really, it doesn't have the permanence of a Mechitza. And it could be that we need some element of permanence to create a Mechitza out of a Delas. And that would mean, at the very least, that it's locked at night. Toshma. So the Gemara is going to tell us now that we have a statement of one of the Amoraim that clearly indicates his understanding of Beis Hillel. Tiomar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Eino Tzorach Lino Es Adeles, V'chein Amar Rav Masna Amar Shmuel. So we have two different traditions, both in the name of Shmuel. Eino Tzorach Lino Es Adeles. Ika D'Amri. Others say that this tradition of Rav Masna was said in the following way: Omar Rav Masna, Bididi Havi Uvda, V'Omar Li Shmuel, Ein Tzarech Linol. Which means that according to the second version of Rav Masna, an actual case came up, and I vacillated back and forth: do we have to lock the door? And I asked Shmuel what was his opinion, and he says, you don't have to lock the door. So it seems that, at least according to the tradition that we have now, whether it's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, whether it's Rav Masna in the name of Shmuel, Beis Hillel does not require that we lock the door. And that means that the Delos may perhaps still have the status of a Mechitza, even though it's very temporary, whether it's during the day or at night, it's open, and it's not locked. Now the Gemara says that perhaps we have another source also related to Shmuel, and we're going to come to the same conclusion. Boy mi nemi Rav Anan. So the Talmidim asked Rav Anan, Tzorech linol o ein tzorech linol? Omar lehu, tochazi. Let me show you a case of Hani Abule. We said Abule were the gates of Narda, another major city in Babylonia. And within Narda, there were various avenues and boulevards that had the status of Rosh Hasharabim, and then they were connected by Mavuos that led you from one Rosh Hasharabim to another Rosh Hasharabim. So imagine you have gates that lead you into these alleyways, at the end of which you'll get from that Rosh Hasharabim to another Rosh Hasharabim. The Taimon Ad Palgayu B'Afra. Now, Palgayu means halfway up. So So we're talking now about the height of these gates, and these gates were somehow closed with offar. Now, we can ask ourselves why these gates were closed with offar. Perhaps the people decided, for whatever reason, they don't want to use these gates, and they want to close it off. And they close it off halfway. Now, I have a diagram here of this description of Rav Hanan, of what went on there in the Mavos of Narda. And again, it's hard for me to show you this picture. If you happen to have it, it's called Seer number Dalit. And what you're looking at is, number one, Rishus HaRabim. Then there's a Mavui that takes you from Rishus HaRabim all the way down to another Rishus HaRabim. You've got houses on both sides of this Mavui that enter into this alleyway, this Mavui. And you've got two doors that are open at one end of the alley, coming in from Rishus HaRabim. And in the diagram, what he has here is that the doors are open, and yet there is a dark substance, like let's call it mud or dirt, that's piled up halfway up the height of these doors. And clearly what you have here is doors that cannot be locked because they are permanently open. There's no way that you can close these doors because the doors on the inside of both doors are blocked with this pile of offar. Now, if we assume, which was one side in the Gemara Safek, that you would need dalsos ne'ulos, there's no way of closing these doors. They are completely blocked. And yet, as Rav Hanan reports, Ayel v'nofek mar Shmuel. Shmuel would go through this mavui. Now again, I'm assuming that he went through this mavui and he carried in this mavui. That's my assumption. I don't see it explicitly right now. V'lo omer lehu v'lo midi. He didn't make any to-do about it. He didn't say anything. He didn't object. So if we're talking about delosos that are tamyon ad palgayu bi'afra, in such a way that there's no way you can open up these doors, apparently Shmuel held that you could be matir amovi mefulosh with doors that cannot be closed. You know, I would have been excited if the doors could be closed, but they didn't lock them. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying there's no way that you could even close these doors.
Rabbi, is there anything at the far end of the Mavui?
Yeah, at the far end of the Mavui, we're going to need a lechi or a korah. Again, I can't see it. Can't see it in this picture. But again, we're now going according to the shita of Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel's shita was that in this case of a mavui mefulosh, we need a deles at one end of the mavui, and we need a lechi or a korah at the other end of the mavui. The question is, does that deles require that we lock the door? And here we see clearly there's no way we can lock the door. So believe it or not, the Gemara is going to reject this. Omar Rav Kahana, Hanoch Megufos Havoi. In this case, we don't have to lock the doors. In general, we do have to lock the doors. But Hanoch, these doors in Narda, which was the case that we were dealing with, those are Megufos. And therefore, they don't require psuchos. They don't require opening them or closing them. Why? Because they are called megufos. Now, what exactly is megufos? So he tells you here, in by way of a diagram, that it's not that the piles of dirt that we spoke about that go up halfway through to the height of this of these doors are piled up on the inside of open doors, making it impossible to close these doors. That's not the case in Nardoi. But rather the case in Nardoi, says Rav Kahana, was megufos, which means that on the contrary, the doors were closed and there were piles of dirt, of afar, on the outside of closed doors. Not on the inside of open doors, but on the outside of closed doors. And that's called megufos. Megufos means closed, or sealed closed, I would say, is megufos. And the reason why Shmuel didn't make any comment in the case of carrying, you know, from the house, the various houses that line up on the sides of these mavui into the mavui, is because these dalsos could not be opened. Now, it's interesting that in the picture, he doesn't have these doors completely closed. He has them partially open, but in a way that the clumps of dirt make it impossible to open these doors. And let me read to you a comment here of the M.S. Liakov, which I'm not sure, but I think that's Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, unless there's another M.S. Liakov, I'm not sure. And he says the following, Shahagdoras mechitza le'inyan shabbosi shetafriya l'rabim lavar sham v'lachin Dela she'eni yecholo lafriya es mavar rabim ein olei Hashem shel mechitza v'tzok she'tia lefachos re'uya lehi na'el v'kasher adlosos shkuos bi'ofar af she'enom yecholos lehi na'el ach me'achar she'psuchos rak b'miktas hei mafriyos lemavar rabim shom v'shem mechitza aleinu. So basically, he's identifying a halachic mechitza, as far as Shabbos is concerned, as something that causes a barrier for the rabbim to go there. Now, if you have a door and you want to know whether or not it's a mechitza, ask yourself the following question. Does it disturb the rabbim from going beyond that point? And he says the following, that in the case where the dirt was on the outside of the open doors, blocking the possibility of closing these doors, then since it's not even re'uya lihinoel, you can't even imagine locking these doors because of these major, you know, blocks of chunks of afar, then it cannot be, these dlossos cannot be considered a mechitza, because a mechitza has to be mafria, it has to inhibit the rabbin. However, in the case where the clumps of dirt are on the outside of closed doors, now the doors are not completely closed, but nevertheless, that's going to make it uncomfortable for the rabbin to go into that mavui. There may be an opening, but it's a very tight opening. Right now, I don't know exactly how. Don't ask me what the shear of the Pesach is. Is it 3 tefachim? Is it 4? I don't know. But whatever it is, although the rabbim do have access to the mavui, but there's a mechitza here. And what gives the delas the status of mechitza? It is mafriya lemavar harabim. So, my friends, we really have here a major machlokes between a very strong tradition that you know, attribute that is attributed to Rav Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, and Rav Masna, the name of Shmuel, and Rav Hanan, and yet we have another the dissenting view of Rav Kahana, and they seem to be debating a very fundamental issue. You know, we're talking about a Mavi Mefulash that spills into Rosh Hashanah on both sides, and we're talking about closing off one side with Dalsos, according to Beis Hillel, and the question is, are these Dalsos permanently open? Which seems to be the major way of understanding this, you know, major I mean to say most of the Amoraim, or on the contrary, these Dalsos are almost permanently closed. And the Emes Yaakov says they're not exactly closed, but they certainly inhibit the rabbin from going into that Mavli. So again, I can't right now conceptualize this Machlokas. I wish I could, but at least I can formulate the Machlokas. And now the Gemara adds the following point, and we're hoping that the picture will get even clearer as we go along. Ki asa Rav Nachman, when Rav Nachman came to Naradoi, and he saw that it was impossible to lock these doors because they were blocked by this dirt. Amar panyua liafrayu. He insisted that we completely clear away this afar. Now, I'm assuming, and please check your translations here and see if they concur, that this description, or shall we say, Rav Nachman's statement, it relates to the following reality. And that's the case where the afar is forcing open the doors, blocking the ability to close the doors. That's where Rav Nachman says, no, we cannot use these doors to be matir tiltul in the mavui unless we clear away the afar. Because we need to lock the doors. Because again, I'm assuming that if you accept Rav Kahana's interpretation of what went on back in Ardor, and it's Megufos, then why would Rav Nachman want to clear away the Afar? On the contrary, if he wants to get the possibility of closing these doors, in a case of Megufos, they're virtually closed. So I think that Rav Nachman is going back to the original understanding of Ardor, the way Rav Hanan understood the Metzius, and that is that the Afar is on the outside of open doors, making it impossible for you to close the doors, and that's something that Rav Nachman could not tolerate. So Gemara says, Lema Kasovar, should we assume that Rav Nachman holds Shitzarach Linol? Now, how far did Rav Nachman go? Did Rav Nachman say, take away these clumps of earth and close the doors? Or did he just simply say, take away these clumps of earth so there's a possibility of closing the doors, but he didn't require that you have to close the doors? So Gemara says, lo, Rav Nachman did not require that you lock the doors, Ella, but rather, kevon dereuyos linol, afal pisha ein ninolos. At least you have to have the possibility that you could close the doors. In the present circumstance, says Rav Nachman, it's impossible to close these doors because you have these clumps of earth that keep the doors permanently open. Get rid of these clumps of earth, and then we can rely on these doors to be matir tiltul into the mavui, in the mavui, even if the doors are not closed. Now let's see if we can understand what Rav Nachman is saying based on the Mirror Rosh Hashiva, the Divrei Yechezkel that we mentioned. That, do you remember that the Divrei Yechezkel wanted to suggest that Dalsos, even if we give them the status of Mechitza, and we will do so, despite the fact that they open and close, because we view it as a Pesach, rather than siluk mechitza, right? In other words, when we open the doors, we're not going to say that there's no mechitza there, because by opening the doors, we completely null and void the status of the door as a mechitza. That we're not going to say. But rather, we're going to say that during those moments, that this that the doors are open, we define this mechitza as a Pesach. It's a mechitza that has a Pesach to it. And we've discussed numerous times that when you have mechitzos, very often you have openings in the mechitza to have access to get into the other side of the mechitza. So openings are not something that should shock us. Again, sometimes you have a pirzo, which is, you know, more than 10 amos long. That's a different story. Now, again, if I can just remind myself, maybe remind you too in case you forgot, is that the Divrei Yechezkel, the Rosh Hashiva from the Mir, said that a delos can be considered as a mechitza, even if it's not locked. Why? Because the delos functions to enclose an area, and it also serves as a Pesach. That doesn't mean that it's siluk mechitza. It still is a mechitza. It encloses the area. Sometimes it's open. It gives you access to the area. Fine. So then it's called a Pesach. And it's not a siluk mechitza. However, he says that that only applies in a case of an area that's mukaf sholosh mechitzos milvada delos. In other words, when can you upgrade the status of the delos to a mechitza despite the fact that it's open, and then you'll say it's an opening of Pesach rather than siluk mechitza? That's because you have three other mechitzos, which means that when you close the door, you have an area that's completely enclosed on all four sides. But if there are only two mechitzos and a delos, so then even if you close the door, the area is not enclosed, right? Because there's one ruach, one side that's completely open. And then when you open the delos and the area is open, then it becomes a siluk mechitza. So I don't understand exactly Beis Hillel, the way the Gemara is interpreting Beis Hillel. Right? We have this mavui mefulosh, and we're trying to get, according to Beis Hillel, a delos to serve as a mechitza. One second. Do you understand my problem over here? It's open on the other side. Again, Beis Hillel is going to require a lechi and a korah on the other side, but yishkayah. But that doesn't satisfy the Rosh Shiva's requirement of a makom sagur. He wants a makom sagur. Otherwise, when you open the door, then it's considered a siluk mechitza. So I'm not sure how that's going to help me here. But let me just think for one moment. The thought occurred to me that that maybe the Divrei Yechezkel, just one sec, give me a minute here, I'm just trying to make a calculation here. So the Divrei Yechezkel is talking about the case of Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim we had an avenue that cut through the entire city, and Rabbi Yochanan said that if the dalsos are not locked, then you be chayev echatos if you carry four amos in Rishus Arab. But now he's got dalsos nin olos balayla, and if it's dalsos nin olos balayla, then it's okay. Then you can carry in that boulevard. And the city itself, we said, was a Chatzer Shel Rabim. You remember we discussed here the Erev Chatzeres issue. But that's not my question. My question is, now we have two Dlossos on both ends of this major boulevard that cuts through Yerushalayim. And the Divrei Yechezkel wants to understand The Divrei Yecheskel wants to understand that according to Rabbi Yochanan, to be mafkia, the Shem Rishus Rabin, we need dalsos on both ends, and they have to be skurus balayla. And the Gemara thought that that would be against Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel only requires one delis. And the answer is that no, Beis Hillel is not talking about a boulevard that cuts through the entire city, but rather Beis Hillel is talking about a mavui mefulash. And in the case of mavui mefulash, Beis Hillel says that one delis, as opposed to two, is sufficient. So that's the case of Beis Hillel. Just one second now. What was the Divrei Yecheskel? Right? The Divrei Yecheskel was saying, the Gemara was bothered about Beis Hillel. Again, if you're talking about the Beis, not sure. Do you hear my question here? I'm a little bit confused because the Divrei Yecheskel said that it doesn't bother me that the delis is psucha because the area is enclosed on all four sides. That's not true in our case of a mavui mefulosh. So I'm just thinking out loud. Again, this really requires a lot more research. I don't have the Divrei Yecheskel in front of me. I own a Divrei Yecheskel somewhere. It could be that the Divrei Yecheskel, in the case of Rishus HaRavim, would require that it be three mechitzos plus this delis, and then he's very liberal and he allows you to open the delis, right? And it still serves as mechitza. And when it's open, it's called a Pesach, but it's not a Siluk Mechitza, but that's because he's got three other Mechitzas. That's in a Rishus HaRab. In the case of a Mavui, right, and we said that a Mavui doesn't necessarily have 16 Amos wide, and I'm not sure, but I think that in the case of a Mavui, we're dealing with a Carmelis, we're not dealing with a Rishus HaRab. Even if it's mefulash on both sides, because there are homes on both sides of the mavui, so it's not 16 amos wide. And if it's only a carmelis, then maybe it's sufficient to set up a third mechitza, and that would make it into a mavui she'eino mefulash. And here we're going to apply the logic of the Divrei Yecheskel that even though that delis, which is serving as the third kosel, to make this mavui mefulash into a mavui she'eino mefulash, even though it's open, nevertheless, it still has the status of a mechitza. Ah, you'll ask me kasha, but it's not closed on the fourth side, and therefore the Divrei Yecheskel's logic is not going to apply here, because the Divrei Yecheskel stipulated that it has to be enclosed on all four sides. The answer is he was talking about a Rishus HaRabim. But he would agree that in the case of a Mavui, which is not a Rishus HaRabim, and all we need is a Deles to transform this Mavui from that of a Mavui Mefulash into that of a Mavui She'eino Mefulash, for that a Deles could work, and we're going to consider it as a Mechitza, even though it doesn't enclose the area on all sides, because we're not starting with the Rishus HaRabim, we're starting with the Carmelis. And all we need is a Mechitza to be Mafkir the Shem Carmelis, so to speak, and make it into a Mavui She'eino Mefulash. And for that, the logic of the Divrei Yecheskel, that when these doors are open, it's simply a Pesach into the Mavui, but the doors still form the status of a Mechitza, that can apply even though it's open on the other end. And then you have a Mavui She'eino Mefulash, which has Mechitza, two Mechitzos, and then you're going to put up a lechi and korah at the other end. Now, I just want to make one last comment here. If that be the case, then, you know, we have in front of us a really exciting, you know, picture. I mean, it's beginning to flesh itself out here. There's something called Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and to set up Dlosos for Mechitzos, we're going to require that there be three Mechitzos plus a Delos. Again, the Delos has to be closable, meaning it doesn't have to be closed, but it has to at least lend itself to being closed. And that's what Gemara here says, Ru'uyos Linol. But that's in a case where you have a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Not only that, it is possible that in a case of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, we might require that these doors be permanently locked at least at night, in order to set up these two mechitzos. But now we're talking about a mavi mefulash, and all we need is a third mechitza. Because the mavi mefulash itself is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. It's a karmelis. And for that, you just need a third mechitza. And here we can apply the principle that the delos is the third mechitza. This, despite the fact that it's open, because opening that mechitza is not misalik the mechitza, but rather it makes it into a Pesach. So we have here a third mechitza. Now again, the Gemara is stipulating that it has to be a mechitza which could be closed. We don't need that it be closed. But once you have that mechitza that's Re'uya Lina'ila, which is the delos that lends itself to closing, then it's called a mechitza. Now we have a mechitza in addition to the other two mechitzos of this mavui, and the two ksolim that are on the right and the left. And now all we need is a lechi and a korah at the other end. If I'm right, then this is getting a little exciting over here. Okay. Now, the Gemara goes back to our favorite sugya, which is called a mavui akum. Okay. So a mavui akum, we said, is like an L-shaped. Correct? But we're going to now talk about a mavui akum that is in the shape not of an L, but has three legs to it. We call it a ches, in which you go down one mavui, then you turn to the left, and then you turn to the left again. So it means you've got batim all the way on the right, batim all the way on the left, and you've got batim in the middle. And those batim will open up into three different mavos. A mavui on the right side, a mavui on the left side, and a mavui straight ahead. And this is a mavui akum. So the Gemara says, Ahu mavui akum da'avim ben arda. So we talk about a ches in narda. So you've got two entranceways, both from Rosh Hashanah Rabim into this mavui in Narda. And when you go down the right side, you'd make a left turn and then another left turn. Go down the left side and then you make a right turn and another right turn. You've got these three mavos that are really... One spills into the other in the shape of a ches. Ramu alei chumrei de Rav chumrei de Shmuel. So in Arda, they imposed a double chumra, both of Rav and Shmuel. v'atzrichu d'losos, and they required doors. Again, I don't know where these doors are being put exactly, but we'll have to figure that out. B'shtei hakmumios. So they required doors on both left turns, or, you know, both corners, I would say. And he says, Hitzrichulo d'losos b'shtei hakmumios, Klomer b'zavios haches, right? So the two corners of the ches, right? So if you make a ches, you've got a corner here and a corner there. That's where they require doors. V'lechi okora b'yitzios l'rshus harab. So we have actually four different requirements here, if you follow what I mean, four different pieces, if you will, that have to be added, that have to be structured. You've got a lechi entering in to this mavui in the shape of a ches on the right side. You can have a korah straight across, parallel to this lechi on the left side as you enter into the mavui. So we got one lechi and one korah. Again, it could be a lechi on each side or a korah on each side, it doesn't matter. But just for illustration purposes, he's got a lechi here and a korah here. And then, when you go down these two alleyways, these two mavois, then at the end of each one of these two mavois, before you make your turn to either the left or the right, you'll have a delis. So you can have a delis here, a delis there, a lechi here, and a korah here. And the Gemara explains why. Chumra de Rav. First, they took the stringent view of Rav, the Omar, who Rav holds that as far as a Mavui Akum is concerned, Toroso Kimifulosh. You view this Mavui Akum as if it were Mifulosh. Okay. Now we have to review Rav Shita of a Mavui Mifulosh. And the Omar Rav Halacha Kitanakama. So that means that a Mavui Mifulosh, if we paskin like the Tanakama, then what we need is a Tzuras HaPesach at one end, and a lechi or a korah at the other end. So at this point, we really don't need a delis. If the halacha is like Tanakama. But then they're going to paskin halacha lechumra kishmuel, di omar halacha kichananya, in the name of Beis Hillel, which means that a mavui mefulosh needs a delis at one end. Okay. So again, what we're doing is, right now we're accepting Rav's view of a mavui akum, which makes it into a mefulosh, and tzarech tikun b'mavui kimavui mefulosh. Second. Okay. Now, we had in Rav, we weren't sure exactly where you have to put up the Tzuras HaPesach, correct? Let me just take a minute of time to go back to Rav. I thought we had finished with Mavui Akum, but I guess we're not, because of Narda. Okay, let's just see. Rav Omer Toroso Mifulosh, and that was Tzir Vav back on Daf Vav Hamed Aleph. Hamokom Shebo Misakem. We call Echad Michelke Amavui Pasuach Sham. The Chelik Hashenin Echshav Kmo Shepasuach Sham Amavui Lushus Rabim. Mitzorch Lasos Tzuras HaPesach Be'akmi Muso. V'lechem V'lechi Okoro B'chol Echad Mipsachav Aponim Lushus HaRabim. So again, we're going to need a lechi or a korah at each entryway from Rishus HaRabim, and we're going to need, this is all Rashi Shita in Rav, we're going to also need a Tzuras HaPesach in the Mokom HaKmimus. So let's go back now to our picture over here of Narda. So we're going to need a lechi or a korah at both ends, and we're going to need a Tzuras HaPesach at the Mokom HaKmimus. Now, why do we need a Delis? Why not just the Tzuras HaPesach? And the answer is because V'halocha Kitana Kama, and we have here a Mavui Mefulash, correct? That was the sheet of Rav. That Rav defined a Mavui Akum. He identified it as a Mavui Mefulash. Oh, so now, what are the dinim of a Mavui Mefulash? And the Tanakhama requires not only a Lechi and Korah, but he also requires a Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, so what we should have here in this picture would be a Tzuras HaPesach at the end of this section of the Mavui, and another Tzuras HaPesach at the end of that section of the Mavui, which is in the Mokom HaKmimus. So Vusepis, why are we requiring Dalsos? Right? We just said Atzrichu Dalsos. So then the Gemara says Kishmuel, because Shmuel paskins like Hananya, so it's not enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach, we need a Delis. Correct, we need a Delis. Oh, very good. So now, at the end of each one of these Mavuis, which each one is defined as, according to Rav, a Mavui Mefulosh, because I guess if you keep going around, you'll end up back in Rishus HaRabim, so it's a Mavui Mefulosh. And then at the end of each Mavui, we require a Delis, because of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say that you need a Delis at the end of a Mavui Mefulosh. Now he's got two Mavui Mefuloshes, one on the right and one on the left, so each one is going to require a Delis at the end. So that's really interesting. So the Gemara says, V'omar Shmuel Toroso Kisosum. Even though according to Shmuel, all you would need is a lechi on both entranceways into the Mavui, because according to Shmuel, in a case of Mavui Akum, we basically have two Muvos, each one that requires a lechi. Again, we'll need a lechi on both ends. But they were Machmir Kerav, the Omer Toroso Kimifulosh. And since it's Kerav, it's not enough to have a lechi on each side. You also need a Tzuras HaPesach in the Mokom HaKmimus. Here we're going to need a Tzuras HaPesach in both Mokom HaKmimuses. And now we're going to define it as a Mavui Mefulosh. We're going to now activate the halacha, the principle of Beis Hillel, according to Hananya, which means that in a case of a Mavui Mefulosh, we need a Delis. So it's really interesting. We're taking two different chumras. Do you follow? If we went with the chumra of Rav and Toras Mefulosh, all we would need would be a Tzuras HaPesach in the Mokom HaKmimus. In this case, you would need two of them because it's a ches. It's not just an L. Why are we requiring the two different dlosos in the Mokom HaKmimus? So, right? And the answer is because we have another chumra, and that is that Shmuel Paskin like Hananya, then in the case of Mavui Mefulosh, it's not enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach. We have to upgrade it to a Delis. Okay, Rabbosai, this is where we'll stop for today. And the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion here about the rules of Psak, Mi Avdini Kitrei Chumre. Do we really take two different Chumras and put it together? So Rabbosai, I'm going to assume, until I know otherwise, that we're going to get together on Yom Rishon. I don't know about you, but I don't have any very pressing appointments on Yom Rishon. So I wish you a great Shabbos if I don't speak to you before Shabbos. I have a Daf Yomi Shia tomorrow if anybody wants to join me. And Shabbat Shalom to everyone. And let's see a good news. Rabbi.